From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting. In Nairobi Monday, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission announced that incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had won the rerun presidential election. The commission said Kenyatta got just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for Thursday's voting was just under 39% of the country's 19.6 million registered voters. The initial vote in earlier was the voter turnout was 80%. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and protesters indeed blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. Kenyatta was declared the winner of the August presidential election, but the results were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities in the transmission of results. Paul Manafort, who for a short time last year was President Trump's campaign chairman, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for the former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. They are the first charges Mueller has made public in his five-month-long investigation. President Trump discounted the Manafort indictment as irrelevant to the 2016 campaign. This is VOA News. The World Meteorological Organization reports greenhouse gas emissions in Earth's atmosphere have reached the highest level in 800,000 years. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the WMO's annual Greenhouse Gas Bulletin.
WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas warns temperature increases will reach dangerous levels by the end of the century without rapid cuts in CO2 and other greenhouse gas emissions. He says measures to mitigate climate change must be urgently taken. Talas says work on developing renewable energy systems and transportation systems, including electric and hybrid cars, must be accelerated. He adds these low-carbon technologies can play an important role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and lowering Earth's heat for future generations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States is commending Masoud Barzani's decision to step down from his position as president of the Iraqi Kurdistan region. State Department said Monday President Barzani is a historic figure and courageous leader of his people, most recently in our common fight to destroy ISIS. His decision represents an act of statesmanship during a difficult period. The statement called on Iraq and the Kurdish regional government to work urgently to resolve pending issues under the Iraq Constitution. The United States has promised to spend up to $60 million to support counterterrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The funding was announced Monday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It will support the Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force, a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger earlier this year. And South Sudan President Salva Kiir has ordered cattle keepers from Jonglei State who graze their animals in parts of Equatoria to return home, as farmers in the region complained about cattle destroying their crops and property. Last week, President Kiir issued a decree read on state television ordering cattle keepers to move their cattle immediately or risk being forced out by soldiers. Skirmishes between the two groups have led to deadly violence in the past. Last weekend in the capital, Juba, Boer community leaders met with representatives of the cattle keepers to discuss how to implement the president's order. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.